Now let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Back in Lincoln today at Lincoln Christian High School. It's the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, a girls matchup here this afternoon as AC St. Cecilia gets set to take on Aquinas Catholic. St. Cecilia coming in 13-2 on the season. Aquinas Catholic is 12-2. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle, and coach, as we mentioned here in this tournament, a very prestigious tournament. Now you got a chance to win it, I think, for the second time.
Yeah, it's nice to be in the championship, a very tough field. I mean, top to bottom, it's one of the toughest conferences in the state. And we said we were counting on the way up here. Four out of the last 11 years that we've been coaching here, the state champion has come out of our conference. And so, you know, it's just a real good field.
You see a team tonight or this afternoon that we saw a week ago Friday, so I'm sure you're anxious to get back on the court with this group, huh?
Yeah, it's nice to see another shot at them, but at the same time, they're a good team and they do some real good things, and so it's not going to be an easy game at all. But you always like to bounce back and get in a rematch of a game where you thought maybe you should have won.
Two wins for you so far in the tournament, a blowout win over Archbishop Bergen, 88-32, came back the other night and beat Bishop Newman, 56-43. In both instances, a pretty solid outing for your group.
It was, and we had a little bit of a slow start there against Bishop Newman, but, you know, bounced back the latter part of that first quarter, and they're a good team. They're playing better ball this time of year and have improved since we played them the first go-around. And so, you know, I didn't think we played great, but we advanced, and that's just what you want to do.
Lexi Schmidt, 13 points in the ball game in that last outing. Chanel Farmer came off the bench to score 11. She had a couple of three-pointers, so you got what you needed there offensively.
We did, and we had some nice contributions from Tessa Kalupa, and Caitlin Ernst had a real nice fourth quarter. And so that's really the way we work and operate. We're not going to have players score 25 very, very often, and we're going to be more balanced and have a lot of different weapons. And that's one of the things I think that makes us tough to stop.
Coach, by winning this conference championship, if we can get her done this afternoon, will that solidify you guys maybe as a contender for the C1 crown this year?
Well, I think we would be even if we don't win, but, you know, hopefully we'll come out on top today, and that will solidify us as a contender. But, you know, Aquinas is a good team. They beat us before, and they're back in the championship game for the second year in a row, and so we really have to go out there and play well.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Aquinas as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with AC St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle with the St. Cecilia Hawkettes and Aquinas Catholic, the Monarchs, here this afternoon for the championship in the Centennial Conference Tournament. This is a team that's coming in with a lot of momentum, coach. They've won seven games in a row, and like you said before the break, a great basketball team.
Yeah, they are, and they have some really talented post players, and they do a great job inside working together, screening for one another, just making it tough on you. And again, defensively, they play a 1-3-1 zone that's really pretty active and solid. And, of course, whenever you penetrate a team, there's the Novacek girl waiting for you inside. And so, yeah, they're just a complete package, I would say. Their bench maybe isn't real strong, but their starters are very good.
It's a team that gives up only 37 points per ball game on defense, playing that 1-3-1. It's a defense that's been around for a while, and several teams play it, but these guys play it pretty good.
We were talking about that last night, how our conference is a 1-3-1 conference. A lot of teams play it on the boys' and the girls' side, and so they do a very good job of knowing their roles, knowing what they need to do, and really forcing you to take shots that you're not wanting to take or not accustomed to taking. And so we have to do a good job of knocking those down today.
What's the key to attacking that 1-3-1?
Well, we've been working in practice and just trying to make good passes, attack seams, and have people in the right spots, knowing what to do when they get the ball in their hands. And so it's really a matter of just going out there and executing it, making enough plays to come out on top. Last time we played them, we didn't do that. We didn't make we missed our first 10 three-pointers and had a poor night shooting and really didn't penetrate seams and attack the defense, and so we look to do that today.
Well, they try to attack you on the corners, maybe on the wings a little bit?
They do, but they're not going to really trap you really hard. I mean, once in a while they will, but you know, their players are just good. They're sound with the ball handling. They're good, knock down an open shot when they have one. Defensively, they're strong and get a lot of tip balls. And so, you know, that's why their record is what it is.
And offensively, you mentioned the Novacek girl. She's 6'1", a sophomore, scored 24 points against her the last time around. What's the plan on her today?
Well, we have to do a better job of not letting her catch it where she likes to catch it. And it just seemed like last time we let her catch it way too easily, and they did a good job. You know, give them some credit for doing that. And then she had a very good night shooting, and so that's how you end up with 24 points against us. But I think it's a different game today, a different gym for us to be playing in, and so hopefully the outcome will be different as well.
And then we got Rachel Sturr as the other girl, 5'8" senior. She scored 14 against Grand Island Central Catholic the other day. Also had a good game against you the first time around.
Yeah, she's a real good point guard. She's not anything that's flashy or quick, but she just does a very good job in all phases of the game. And that's what their guards do. They're very good at looking inside, getting the ball to their money players, and hurting you that way. And so, yeah, it's got to be a total team effort for us, because one player isn't going to carry them. It's going to be a matter of their team versus our team.
And while your defense has been really rising the occasion the past two, three, four ball games, you have forced a ton of turnovers. I'm sure you guys live and die by that, huh?
Well, we like that. You know, anytime you can force turnovers, you get more possessions. But at the same time, we have a few of our own. And so I really think it comes down probably to those intangibles, the rebounds, the three-pointers made, the second shot opportunities, all those things. Both teams are very good at scoring the ball. Both teams are very good at defense. It's going to be something that's an X factor.
What's going to mean to take away a win today?
Oh, it'd be big for us. Not only, you know, conference championship and beating Aquinas, but, you know, we're sitting pretty good in the wild card standing, and so that would bump us up there. But, you know, it's not going to make or break our season either way.
Okay, good.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups, a play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic today on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Lincoln Christian High School this afternoon. High school basketball in 1230 KHAS. We've got the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference Tournament here today as the fifth-ranked Aquinas Catholic Monarchs, ranked number 5 in Class C2, is ready to take on the Hawkins of East St. Cecilia, ranked number 4 in the latest Lincoln Journal Star poll in Class C1. I'm Mike Willick, all the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Aquinas coming in, a record of 12 wins, 2 losses on the season. Aquinas has beaten SCOTUS, and they have beaten Grand Island Central Catholic so far in this Centennial Conference Tournament, beating SCOTUS the other day by the score of 37-28, and then hanging on to beat Grand Island Central Catholic on Thursday night by the score of 42-35. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in. Their mark is at 13-2. The Hawkins destroyed Archbishop Bergen in the opening game of the tournament on a score of 88-32. And the other night, they beat Bishop Newman by a score of 56-43. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic here this afternoon. Aquinas is a team that beat Hastings St. Cecilia a week ago last night up in David City as they knocked off the Hawks in that ball game. And St. Cecilia, we're going to crack at things. They beat them in overtime 59-54 in that ball game, and they had some great contest in that ball game as far as the competitors are concerned, as Rachel Sterra came up with a big ball game in a ball game contest. He had 13 points in a contest against Hastings St. Cecilia. And Connor Novacek is another girl that St. Cecilia will have to stop here this afternoon. She's a 6'1" in sophomore who scored 24 points in the ball game against St. Cecilia the first time around. So the Hawkins and the Monarchs going at it here this afternoon. Championship for the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. The boys' game is coming up at 6 o'clock here this evening, and unfortunately, St. Cecilia will not be there. The Hawkins, or the Blue Hawks last night, losing to a Grand Island Central Catholic in that particular ball game. So the Crusaders will go up against the Archbishop Bergen for the boys' championship at 6 o'clock here this evening at Lincoln Christian. So we got the girls' game, the girls' championship up first for you this afternoon. You're on 1230 KHS. We'll come back and check the starters as we continue in 1 minute.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Here at Lincoln Christian High School here this afternoon as we get you set for high school basketball on 1230 KHAS. The number one seeded Aquinas Catholic Monarchs, the number two seeded St. Cecilia Hawkins getting ready to go at it this afternoon. We'll take one more break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Singing the national anthem as we get set for basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. It'll be a championship ball game of the Centennial Conference Tournament on the girls' side of things here this afternoon. By the way, Nebraska, the Nebraska men's basketball team in action this afternoon here in Lincoln. And the Huskers were able to pick up a win. They beat 11th-ranked Texas A&M today. Big win for Doc Sandler and the Huskers as Nebraska beats Texas A&M today here in Lincoln by the score of 57-48. So the Huskers picking up a big home win over a ranked opponent here this afternoon over Texas A&M. The Nebraska women's basketball team will have a ball game coming up at 7 o'clock tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. We'll give it a starting last for Hastings St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson, 5'4", and a senior getting a start. She's averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Libby Kissinger, 5'5", and a junior. Kissinger averaging 3.8 points, 2.1 rebounds per game. Therese Farmer, a 5'4", and senior, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds per game. Lexi Schmidt, a 5'7", and senior, averaging 14 points and 6 rebounds per game. And then Caitlin Ernst, a 6-foot junior. Caitlin now averaging 8 points and 6 rebounds her ball game. For Aquinas, you go with Rachel Stera, who's a 5'8" and senior. Stera is averaging 11.6 points per ball game. Also, Megan Engel, a 5'8" and senior. Engel is averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. Amanda Novacek is a 5'10" inch junior. Novacek is averaging 11.5 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Connor Novacek is a 6'1" and sophomore, averaging 13 points and about 10 rebounds per ball game. And the other starter will be Emily Kobza, who's a 5'6" inch senior. Kobza is averaging 4.5 points and 5.6 rebounds per ball game. Aquinas Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia here this afternoon. Aquinas with only 2 losses. Those 2 losses have occurred to Lincoln Lutheran back in their 4th game of the season, losing 42-38. They also lost to Concordia of Omaha by the score of 52-38. So only 2 losses for Aquinas Catholic. They have won 7 games in a row since then, including 2 wins here in the Centennial Conference Tournament over Columbus Scotus and over Grand Island Central Catholic. So a good opponent here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia has won 2 games in the tournament over Bishop Newman and Archbishop Bergen. The last loss was to this group right here a week ago Friday night up in David City. So a rematch of sorts here for the Centennial Conference Championship in girls basketball, and St. Cecilia controls the opening tip. Hawkins going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard, dressed in blue here this afternoon. From the deep left corner, Tessa Kalupa puts it up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, we got a jump ball called. So Tessa Kalupa launches up a long-range jumper from deep in the left corner in the opening possession here for St. Cecilia. That was off of the mark. Rebound comes down to the jump ball situation, so it'll be Aquinas Catholic inbounding the ball. St. Cecilia applying some pressure back here in backcourt, but they break it easily as Stera takes the ball down to the dribble on the baseline. Her shot from 17 is up there good. Rachel Stera scores for Aquinas Catholic to get things started for the Monarchs, and it is 2-0 now. The Hawkettes fall behind early in the contest. Libby Kissinger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Bounce pass out here to Cherise Farmer. It'll be that tough 1-3-1 zone defense here for Aquinas Catholic all afternoon long. They pound the ball inside. Ernst loses it, but it's picked up by Lexi Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. They wanted to take it inside to Ernst. She had her hands on it there, and it was ripped loose, but right into the hands of Lexi, and she puts it down through the hole. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Here comes the Monarchs back the other way, driving layup. It's up and in. So they break the pressure, and they get a driving layup. That's Amanda Novacek scoring there for Aquinas. 4-2 is the score now. The Monarchs have the lead. Here's a dribble penetration by Farmer. Lobs it over on the right side down to Libby Kissinger. Back out to Farmer. Thought about the three. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Pounds that down low to Lexi Schmidt. Shot no good. Rebound Ernst. Follow shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Connor Novacek now for Aquinas Catholic. Here come the Monarchs now, dressed in their white, trimmed and lettered in the gold and black. Driving down the right side of the lane. It's tipped away and it's picked up here by Hastings St. Cecilia. First turnover on Aquinas Catholic here in the ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball. Kissinger deep in the corner on the right side. Down to Cherise Farmer pounds it inside, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will play things in. Hawkettes have really been thriving on their turnovers the past couple of ball games. They had 41 the other night against Archbishop Bergen, came back with 20-plus against Bishop Newman the other night. St. Cecilia has forced 1 turnover so far here in this ball game, but trailing by a score of 4-2, angling in from the right side is Cherise Farmer. Shot is up and in. Cherise Farmer drives it right to the hole and scores, and we are tied up now at 4 points apiece. About a minute and 45 seconds gone here in the ball game here this afternoon. Here's a turnover as Jackson comes up with it. Down on the baseline, down to Lexi Schmidt. Back out to Jackson. Jackson left side of the lane. Now in trouble, has to get rid of it. Out to Libby Kissinger out here in 3 points territory. Kissinger Dribbles to the top of the key, stops there, lobs it back to the right side. That's it, Jackson with the ball. Hops inside the three-point arc. Bounce pass comes out to Kissinger at the top of the key. Bounce pass comes over here on the left side to Farmer. Her pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Aquinas down the right sideline. Here come the Monarchs. On the far sideline is Stara. Throws up a three. Shot is going to be an air ball. It is saved from going out of bounds here, but right into the hands of Cherise Farmer. Long pass down to Floyd. Jackson drives, shoots, and scores. Abby Jackson scores there. And the Hawkettes now have a lead in the ball game. It's 6-4. They've got their first lead here at the 5:23 mark in the first quarter. There's a Rachel Stara with the ball out here in three-point territory. Lobs it down low to Novacek. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Misses one from point-blank range. Rebound, Connor Novacek. Gets it back out on top, driving down the lane. Pass over here on the near sideline. They get it to Emily Kobza, who touches the ball for the first time. To Stara, now to Kobza, drives the baseline, powers her way toward the goal. Her shot is up and in. Emily Kobza scores. She's averaging 4.5 points per ball game. So we were tied at 2, 4, and now 6. Then we got a traveling violation here on Cherise Farmer of St. Cecilia. The second turnover on the Hawkins in the ballgame. Here comes Tessa Kalupa into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, and Chanel Farmer will check in. Farmer had a good ballgame the other night against Bishop Newman. She scored 11 points off of the bench. Had a couple of three-pointers in the contest. We are tied at 6 points apiece early in the ballgame. This is the championship game of the Centennial Conference Tournament here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Now we got a foul here. About the 10-second line or the mid-court stripe here. Personal foul is going to be whistled. An illegal screen set up by Rachel Stara of Aquinas Catholic. That's going to be your first. That's going to be first team foul on the Monarchs here in the first quarter. And now St. Cecilia will attack in their offensive end. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Angling in is a Chanel Farmer cutoff. She comes out here to Abby Jackson, moves to her right, throws it on the far side. A jumper is put up there by Tessa Kalupa. Way short, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Kobza. Kobza gets the ball away. And here come the Monarchs back the other way. A long pass down to four is going to be lost out of bounds there. And they give the ball to Aquinas Catholic. Down there for St. Cecilia was Tessa Kalupa, but she could not pull her in there for the Hawkins. So it's going to be Aquinas Catholic inbounding the ball baseline right side underneath their own hole. As the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs will play things in. This is Stara with the ball. Entry pass. They get it inside to Novacek. Dribbles down the lane. Her short jumper is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Coates has got it. Now a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Hawkins. So St. Cecilia will get it. Here comes Libby Kissinger back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Cherise Farmer comes back in. It's going to be Caitlin Ernst coming to the bench. And also Tessa Kalupa. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We're at Lincoln Christian here this afternoon. St. Cecilia and the Aquinas Monarchs. Here's a shot to the left side. No good by Chanel Farmer. And the rebound comes down here to Aquinas. But the ball is stolen away in backcourt by Libby Kissinger. Kissinger gets it to Abby Jackson. Back to Libby on the left side of the lane. So St. Cecilia gets their second turnover here in the ball game. There's a jumper put up by Cherise Farmer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Connor Novacek now for Aquinas Catholic. Alvin Pass goes to Stara. Down the floor come the Monarchs. They come to the right side now. On the right side of the lane is Kobza. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The short jumper by Emily Kobza is off of the mark. And the rebound comes down to Libby Kissinger. The Hawkins back into the offensive zone. Cherise Farmer dribbles into the lane. Now she's going to be tied up in the play. A jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Aquinas. Kobza got her hands up there and tied up Libby Kissinger. So a turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. That's going to be their third of the ball game. And now Aquinas will play the ball in here in backcourt. St. Cecilia applying pressure. This is going to be Kobza in backcourt now for Aquinas. Gets the ball back to the center of the floor. Amanda Novacek hops into the offensive zone. Throws it to the near sideline and throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to Rachel Stare, and she throws it out of bounds. Into the scores table, the fourth turnover already. Another the third turnover on Aquinas Catholic so far here in this first quarter of play. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Caitlin Ernst is back into the ball game now for the Hawkins. We are tied up at 6 points apiece. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, the girls' championship of the Centennial Conference Tournament here this afternoon in Lincoln. Libby Kissinger's pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia playing the ball in right in front of the scorers table. Getting your hands on it there is Rachel Stara again for Aquinas. The Monarchs are ranked number 5 this week in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. Hastings St. Cecilia ranked number 4 in Class C1. Here's Jackson trying to penetrate. The ball is poked loose and is picked up by Aquinas. Fourth turnover now on Hastings St. Cecilia. Near sideline is Cobza. Entry pass deflected away. It is picked up by the Hawkettes. Another turnover on Aquinas, bringing the ball back the other way. Chanel Farmer down on the baseline to Libby Kissinger. Out to Abby Jackson now at the top of the key. Jackson down in the corner to Farmer. Brings it on the wing down to Kissinger. Dribble penetration and her pass deflected out of bounds. Trying to take it down low again on the baseline to Chanel Farmer. The ball is tipped out of bounds. And now John Kyle is up. He wants to call a timeout here for the Hawkettes. We're down to 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. We'll take a break with a score of the Hawkettes 6 and Aquinas Catholic 6.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Boys Championship going to be played at 6 o'clock here tonight at Lincoln Christian. Grand Island Central Catholic going to take on Archbishop Bergen. Central Catholic, the team of Doc Hastings St. Cecilia out last night in the ball game played here at Lincoln Christian. That one gets underway at 6. St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic tied up at 6 points apiece early in the ball game. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up on April 9th. So the Centennial Conference Championship on the line here this afternoon. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Deep in the right corner is Libby Kissinger. Lobs it back out here to Jackson. They swing it left side down to Chanel Farmer. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Comes back out to Jackson. Jackson across the top down to Farmer. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Holding the ball down here is Jamie Williams, who's into the ball game now. Williams comes to Libby Kissinger. Dribbles behind her back over here on the left wing. Back out to Jackson. Right side now on the wing. A jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good by Farmer. And now the rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's not touched down there by Aquinas. So the last touchdown there by the Aquinas Monarchs. So it was Megan Engel who was down there, who just checked in for Aquinas. And it's going to be St. Cecilia bounding the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Williams is going to come out. Chanel Farmer comes out of the ball game. Ernst is back in there now for Hastings St. Cecilia, as well as Lexi Schmidt. St. Cecilia with the ball on their offensive end. Here's Libby Kissinger. Bounce pass down, though. Lexi Schmidt. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Aquinas. And now the Monarchs have the ball here in backcourt. Emily Kobza has got it now. There's a pass down the near sideline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds and goes ricocheting into the concrete wall behind the basket as Aquinas turns the ball over. That's the fifth turnover on Aquinas so far here in the basketball game. And St. Cecilia comes back the other way. 1:55 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. We've been stuck on the score for a while. Two teams got up to a fast start, but a lot of turnovers here lately. Here's another one as Kobza gets the ball back to the free throw line to Stara. First shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa falls down with it, but is picked up here by Cherise Farmer. Farmer into the forecourt now. Goes to Lexi Schmidt. Back outside. Tessa Kalupa down in the corner to Jackson. Shot good. Three-pointer Abby Jackson. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. Jackson had 12 the other night. And their big 88-32 win over Archbishop Bergen. Now St. Cecilia with a 9-6 advantage here late in the first quarter. 1:19 to go. St. Cecilia attacking here in back with the ball poked away. And now we got timeout called. Aquinas gained control of the ball on the far sideline. Grabbing it over there was Amanda Novacek. They immediately call a timeout here as Aquinas is having the ball, having problems getting the ball up the floor here. A minute and 13 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 9, Aquinas 6.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Aquinas Catholic will have the ball here in backcourt. St. Cecilia attacking back here. On the dribble is going to be a Novacek. Amanda Novacek on the dribble brings it to the near side and now tries to hand the ball away. Finally does. Rachel Stara has got it. Jackson will come out and beat her defensively. Back down in the corner to Regina Blowers is into the ball game for the first time. Last pass to Amanda Novacek. Down in the corner now to Blowers. Her shot off of the short baseline is going to be no good. The ball tapped out and is picked up here by Kopsa of Aquinas Catholic. Jackson goes for the steal and picks up a personal foul instead. Abby Jackson trying to go for a steal there on Emily Kopsa out here near the midcourt stripe and picks up the personal foul instead. So Jackson now with one personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on St. Cecilia here in this first quarter of play. Rachel Stara has got the ball, lobs it inside, and Novacek, her shot is up there and in. Connor Novacek scoring there. They got an Amanda Novacek and a Connor Novacek in there. This is Connor getting the field goal right in front of the bucket. 9-8 is the score now. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Jackson on the left side of the lane. Comes out now to Cherise Farmer. Back down in the corner to Jackson. Bounce pass back out to Farmer to the free throw line. Lexi Schmidt. Far sideline, Tessa Kalupa. Back out to Cherise Farmer. Comes across the top to Abby Jackson. Holds it. Goes over to Cherise. Down in the corner, there's Tessa Kalupa. Entry pass to Caitlin Ernst. Back outside, Cherise Farmer. NBA three. Her shot good. A three-pointer from several feet behind the regulation three-point circle there. And she puts it right down through the hole. Didn't touch anything except the net. St. Cecilia with the lead after the first quarter of play. The Hawkettes hitting a couple of three-pointers in the opening 8 minutes. And the score after one, it is Hastings St. Cecilia 12 and the Aquinas Monarchs 8.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe at Lincoln Christian High School here this afternoon. The girls' championship of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead after the opening quarter. 12-8 is the score. St. Cecilia with the opening possession here in the second quarter. Jackson comes out on the wing. Tessa Kalupa back to Jackson. Entry pass. Here's Lexi Spinner. Shot from 12 is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Rachel Stara of the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs. Stara dribbling with the ball and takes it to the far sideline. Megan Engel has got it now. She races into the offensive zone. Ball's going to be tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. Libby Kissinger getting a hands in there for St. Cecilia. Took the ball out of bounds, and now it'll be Aquinas inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath her own hole. Morgan Nicola comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Ernst will come to the bench. Just underway here in the second quarter. 7:26 remaining until halftime. St. Cecilia with a 12-8 advantage. A shot off the baseline by Engel is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Kissinger, a right-handed dribble, takes it left and goes down in the corner to Abby Jackson, moves to her right, comes out on top to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger lobs it back down in the corner to Jackson. Her shot for three is way off of the mark, no good. Had it deflect off of the fingertips of Lexi Schmidt, but it's picked up here by Kissinger. Back down on the baseline here on the left side. They get it to Nicola, to Jackson, top of the key, brings it back to Nicola, left side of the lane. Now we have a traveling violation. Morgan Nicola is hit with a traveling violation. 6:54 to play here in the second quarter. 12-8 is the score. The Hawkettes out on top of the Aquinas Monarchs here this afternoon. St. Cecilia looking for their second Centennial Conference basketball tournament championship. Here's a Rachel Stare with the ball. Rachel works with it in backcourt, hustles it across the midcourt stripe against Jackson, moves it down in the corner to the right side to Gina Blowers. Back outside the ring again to Engel. Lobs it inside. It's going to be deflected away. Scramble is on. Left side of the lane. Who's got it? St. Cecilia comes up with it. And now they're going to be tying up in the play. And a jump ball is going to be called. So a jump ball is going to be called right here at the free throw line. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Aquinas. So the Monarchs will play things in. 12-8 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by 4 points here in the ball game. As Aquinas will play things in. Regina Blowers on the right side of the lane, hands the ball away. Down in the corner is going to be Stara, and she's going to be hacked on the arm here. A personal foul whistled on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be her first team foul number two on the Hawkettes here in this first half of play. We have 6:26 to play in the second quarter. It's 12-8. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Regina Blowers will play things in. They get it to Novacek. Novacek now to Sterin, inside the free throw circle. Back outside to Ingle. Here's an entry pass deflected away. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Picked up by the Hawkins. That's Morgan Nikla. She gets it now to Cherise Farmer down on the baseline left side. They hustle into the forecourt to Abby Jackson. Down to Nikola. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Puts it high off the window and scores. Morgan Nikola scores for St. Cecilia. And now the Hawkettes have a six-point advantage. It is 14-8. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here comes Engel back with the ball now for Aquinas. Goes outside. That's Sterra with the ball. Sterra comes to the near sideline. Megan Engel comes out at the elbow. Right side of the lane to Regina Blowers. Back down in the corner. That's Ingle with the ball. Entry pass again is going to be denied and intercepted. Intercepted by Cherise Farmer as they run her back the other way. Farmer brings it outside down to Chanel Farmer. Farmer deep in the corner to the left side out to Cherise Farmer. Swings it over on the right side of the wing. That's going to be Abby Jackson with the ball. Nice pass down low. Chanel Farmer shot up and in. That was a diagonal pass from the right wing down to the left block on the left side. Chanel Farmer puts it through the hole and St. Cecilia has got an 8-point lead and now we've got a timeout. 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 16 and Aquinas 8.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Shooting numbers in the first quarter, St. Cecilia 5 out of 12 from the field for 42%. Aquinas was 4 out of 9 for 44%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia was 2 out of 6 for 33%. Nothing for Aquinas there in that first quarter. Rebounds, Aquinas had a 6-4 advantage over the Hawkins. St. Cecilia had 5 turnovers in the ball game. Aquinas had 6. St. Cecilia with their defense, and that backcourt defense came up with 4 steals, 2 for David City Aquinas. St. Cecilia has got the lead here in the Centennial Conference Championship ball game. 16-8 is the score. Novacek has got the ball. Now they get it to Astera, and she'll bring it up the right sideline in the offensive scoring zone. Now here to Emily Kudza, who's back into the ball game, picked up by Farmer. Entry pass is going to be deflected away again. Ripping it out of there is going to be Amanda Novacek for Aquinas, so they maintain control. Sarah has got a free throw line extended right side. Lobs it back inside to Connor Novacek. Her shot is up there and in. Connor Novacek now with a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. Aquinas back to within 6. 16-10, and now we got a traveling violation out here. Cherise Farmer. Farmer on the left wing. An enforced turnover there on the St. Cecilia. Cherise Farmer just lost concentration there for a brief second, and a traveling violation is called on Cherise. So now it's going to be the Monarchs inbounding the ball. Here in backcourt, they get into the hands of Engel. Races into the offensive zone again against the Cherise Farmer. Out here to Rachel Sterra. She works against Jackson to the free throw line. Traveling violation. They got into Amanda Novacek right there at the free throw line. A little ball fake. She took off down the lane, but a traveling violation is called on Novacek. That's 7 turnovers already on Aquinas in the ball game. 16-10, Hastings St. Cecilia. 6-point lead. Cherise Farmer with it out here. Left side of the lane, out here beyond the three-point arc. She's double-teamed, comes over here now to Chanel Farmer. Farmer brings it back to Cherise Farmer. Back down to Chanel in the corner. Entry pass to get it inside to Lexi. Lexi Schmitz pass across the lane. Caitlin Ernst grabs it on the baseline, and her shot is up and in. It was deflected, but Ernst picks it up and scores. And St. Cecilia has now got a point lead again, 18-10. There's a turnover in backcourt. Cherise Farmer has got the ball. Cherise steals it away. Another turnover on Aquinas. St. Cecilia back, Chanel Farmer, a three-pointer, is off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound, Novacek grabs it. Connor Novacek now for Aquinas, gets it to Emily Kobza, just across the mid-court stripe here to Sterra now, has it tipped away, it's into the backcourt, the scramble is on it, it's picked up by Cherise Farmer, spins, puts up a shot, it's good, but a traveling violation. A traveling violation is called here on Cherise Farmer, makes a spinning move just to the right of the lane, and John Kyle can't believe it. In fact, the entire coaching staff for the Hawkins can't believe it. A turnover there on St. Cecilia, and he erases a nice move to the hole by Cherise Farmer. So it's still an 18-10 ball game, and now a steal here in backcourt, and a foul is called. Lexi Schmidt getting another steal in backcourt, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Aquinas. A personal foul whistled on the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs. That's going to be team foul number two on Aquinas. Saint Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. As the Hawkins will play things in. Abby Jackson lobs it over here to Libby Kissinger. Back down in the corner to Abby. 4-3. Her shot is up there top of the front iron. No good. Novacek grabs the rebound. Novacek off to Rachel Stara. Boy, Novacek is a big, tall girl in there. 6'1" for Aquinas Catholic as she got that last rebound. Rachel Stara dribbles once and now sends it to the far sideline. Here's an entry pass. Emily Clemson, a foul is going to be called. Sliding over there was Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Hawkins. Still no free throws. 3:28 to play here in the second quarter. 18-10. Hawkins have the lead. And now the Monarchs will play it in out here to a Novacek in three-point territory. Then sent it to the left side. Here's a long-range jumper for three. It's good. Megan Engel. Megan Engel cans the three-pointer from the left side. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And now it's an 18-13 ball game. A five-point lead for the Hawkins. There's Kissinger with the ball. Now to Abby Jackson. Nice pass underneath to Caitlin Ernst. Her shot is up and in. Caitlin gets her second field goal of the ball game for the Hawkins. Now it's a 20-13 ball game. St. Cecilia leading by seven here in the Centennial Conference Basketball Championship game. Here's Regina Blowers with the ball. Has it tipped away. It is picked up by Tessa Kalupa. Now to Kissinger. Her shot is up and in. Another turnover on Aquinas in the ball game. Again, the Hawkins forced 41 turnovers the other night. Long pass down to four. They get it to Ingles. He has the basketball stripped away from behind. It's picked up by St. Cecilia again. Back the other way, Tessa Kalupa. Down in the corner to Abby Jackson. Sends it across the lane. They get it now to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt throws it back to the right sideline to Jackson. Jackson to Libby Kissinger. 1-3-1 zone defense here for Aquinas, and a traveling violation is called on Lexi Schmidt. Hastings St. Cecilia forcing turnovers here this afternoon faster than we can get them recorded here. They've now got 14 turnovers in the ball game against the St. Cecilia defense, and we still got 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the second quarter. End of the ball game now. Marissa, the whistleblower for Aquinas Catholic, as she checks into the ball game, and she's got the ball now here in backcourt. So Aquinas trying to find a combination that's going to work out there to get the ball up the floor. Turnovers have been a problem for the Monarchs here in this ball game. It's going to be poked away again, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds here by St. Cecilia, so it's going to be Aquinas inbounding the ball just to the left of head coach John Kyle down here on the near sideline. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead now. It's 22-13. This is the biggest advantage for St. Cecilia in the ball game. There's another pass that's deflected out of bounds on the right sideline by Chanel Farmer. Here comes Charisse Farmer into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, and going out is going to be Tessa Kalupa. 22-13, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead in this girls' championship ball game. Here's the Monarchs driving toward the hole, and Novacek is knocked down in the play, and a foul is going to be called. That's Amanda Novacek driving for the hole there for Aquinas, and she is fouled in the play here by St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Libby Kissinger. Kissinger picks up her second foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Hawkins, so still no free throws. Libby Kissinger comes out, and here comes Tessa Kalupa back in there. So they're inbound the ball. Megan Engel inbound the ball for the Monarchs underneath their own hole. They go over on the wing on the left side to Amanda Novacek. Takes it inside the free throw circle. There's Regina Blowers. Now they move it down to the baseline on the right side to Engel. Back out to Blowers. Now they get it out top to Emily Kobza. Out to Blowers at the top of the key. St. Cecilia, the man-to-man defense. Inside Novacek. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line is no good. Rebound Engel. She loses the ball on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. It was tipped out of her hands there by St. Cecilia. So Aquinas again will play things in. A minute and 43 seconds to play here in the second quarter. High school basketball action for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Emily Kobza with the ball now to Rachel Stara. Free throw line extended right side to Novacek. They pound the ball down low to Amanda Novacek. Her shot is good. Amanda Novacek gets the field goal on the assist from Connor Novacek. And it's 22-15 now. St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Here's Chanel Farmer inside again. Tessa Kalupa, her short little jumper is up there, no good, and it's lost out of bounds off of the fingertips. I think Jackson over there on that right side after they missed her shot. So it's 22-15, St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Again, the Hawkins apply their pressure here in backcourt. Emily Kobza winding her way up the floor, gets loose, drives it down the lane, and now a traveling violation. Traveling violation called there on Emily Kobza, so she does the job, gets it into the offensive zone, and then makes the mistake as she was driving the ball toward the hole there for Aquinas. That's turnover number 15 already on the Monarchs. 22-15, safe to say, with a seven-point lead. Hawkins have the ball. That's Abby Jackson out here in three-point territory. Jackson comes over here to Cherise Farmer. Jump pass goes down in the corner. They get it to Kalupa, and her pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. They're trying to get it down to Caitlin Ernst, who had pushed it up on the left side of the lane, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Tessa Kalupa gets it inside to Schmidt, down in the corner. Jackson for three. Count it. Abby Jackson hits another three-pointer. She's got 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by 10, 25-15. Driving is Novacek, and she's fouling the play. Connor Novacek is hacked on the arm as she broke away from the St. Cecilia pressure. Foul is going to be called here on Ernst. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number six on St. Cecilia here in the first half. And Connor Novacek to the free throw line for Aquinas. She's got 4 points in the ball game and a couple of field goals. Now she hits her first free throw. Novacek is a 53% foul shooter in the season. She is now 24 out of 44 from the free throw line. Dips the knees. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be short. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Ernst. Ernst picks it up on the hop as she gets it into the hands of Abby Jackson. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead, 25-16. Here's a Tessa Kalupa, comes to the near sideline to Cherise Farmer. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the 3-point territory, goes over on the far side. Abby Jackson has got it. Jackson dribbles, comes over here to Cherise Farmer. They're extending out that zone defense now as St. Cecilia is watching the clock wind down here in the second quarter. We're down to 23 seconds to go, and I'm sure St. Cecilia would like to get the final shot right here in the second period with this 25-16 advantage. We're down to 14 seconds to play. Cherise Farmer and Abby Jackson is playing catch out here in three-point territory. Abby's got the ball now, dribbles a couple of times, in trouble. Jackson has it tipped away. It is loose. It goes to the far sideline. It's picked up by Stara. Stara gets it to Koza. First shot blocked out of bounds by Lexi Schmidt, and that is the end of the second quarter. So Lexi getting a block there right at the end of the second quarter after the Monarchs steal the ball away. So a great defensive play by Lexi Schmidt. So we've reached halftime here in the girls' championship ball game, the Centennial Conference Tournament. The score at the break, Hastings St. Cecilia 25 and Aquinas Catholic 16. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to HastingsTribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Normally on a Saturday, we've got Bronco basketball for you. Not this week. The GPAC Wrestling Championships occupying Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. So Hastings College will play afternoon games tomorrow. They got a couple of tough ones coming up. Morningside going to be in town. We'll take on the Hastings College women's and men's basketball teams. It'll be a 2 o'clock start tomorrow afternoon for the women's ball game. It'll be 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have both games for you here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon as the Mustangs of Morningside and the Broncos of Hastings will score off at Lynn Farrell Arena. Girls championship ball game here, the Centennial Conference basketball tournament this afternoon between Aquinas Catholic and St. Cecilia. Hawkins have the lead. during halftime, a score of 25-16. It was close in the first quarter. We were tied at 2. We were tied at 4 and also at 6 before St. Cecilia grabbed a 9-6 advantage. And at the end of one quarter, was 12-8 in favor of St. Cecilia. Hawkins eventually got out to an 8-point lead at 18-10 in the second quarter. Increased that lead to 22-13, then 25-15. 10 points has been the biggest lead, and right now it's a 25-16 ball game as St. Cecilia is seeking their second ever Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament Championship here this afternoon, and so far so good. The Hawkins have forced numerous turnovers there in the first half of play, and St. Cecilia is out to a 9-point lead here at the halftime break. The score is 25-16. Action today here in Lincoln in college basketball. The Nebraska men came up winners today. Their ball game already completed down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 11th-ranked Texas A&M went down to the Huskers today, so a big win for Doc Sadler and the Huskers today. Nebraska 57, Texas A&M 48. That was the final score today. The Huskers trailed at halftime but came back in the second half to beat the Aggies 57-48. The Nebraska women will play in Lincoln here at the Sports Center coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have that game for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. 25-16 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead here over the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball this afternoon from Lincoln Christian High School, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament Championship on 1230 KHAS. The Hawkins of Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Aquinas Catholic. The score is 25-16. Scoring in the first half of play for St. Cecilia, Abby Jackson is leading the way. Jackson has got 8 points in the ball game. She's nailed a couple of three-pointers here in the first 16 minutes, and she's also got a two-point field goal. Jackson with 8 points in the ball game. Cherise Farmer has nailed a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points. Caitlin Ernst has got a couple of field goals and 4. And St. Cecilia getting a field goal from Libby Kissinger, a field goal from Chanel Farmer, a field goal from Lexi Schmidt, and a field goal from Morgan Nicola in the ball game. So St. Cecilia with 25 of the board here at halftime. St. Cecilia has not yet been to the free throw line. Neither team got into the bonus in the first half, so not a whole lot of free throws. Aquinas got there just twice. They're 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and nothing so far for the Hawkins in the first half of play. Scoring leaders for Aquinas Catholic, they've gotten 5 points from Connor Novacek. She's had a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Amanda Novacek has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Megan Engel has nailed a 3-pointer here in the first half for only points in the ball game. Rachel Stera has been held to just a field goal and 2 points, and Emily Kobza, a field goal and 2. Again, Aquinas 1 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half of play for 50%. St. Cecilia is hitting 48% of their field goal tries so far in the ball game. They're 11 out of 23 here in the first half. Aquinas Catholic, 7 out of 15 for 47%. So St. Cecilia getting 8 more shots off than Aquinas did in their first 2 quarters. St. Cecilia is 3 out of 10 on three-pointers for 30%. Aquinas has hit their only tray that they have attempted here in the first half. Rebounds right now, Aquinas Catholic has got 9 compared to 7 for Hastings St. Cecilia. The big story, turnovers. Aquinas has already got 15 turnovers in the first half of play. St. Cecilia is that 10 miscue. So 10 turnovers for St. Cecilia in the first half, 15 for Aquinas Catholic. St. Cecilia, though, has got 11 steals out of their defense so far compared to only 3 for Aquinas Catholic. St. Cecilia with a block shot, and Aquinas has got 1 block shot. But turnovers definitely a story in that first half. The St. Cecilia backcourt defense has been good today, maybe excellent, maybe to the awesome stage, as they have forced 15 turnovers in the ball game thus far, and it's accounted for a lot of the St. Cecilia points here this afternoon. 25-16 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Aquinas Catholic here this afternoon. Again, the boys' championship game is coming up next here at Lincoln Christian High School. It'll be Grand Island Central Catholic playing in the ball game against Archbishop Bergen. Central Catholic last night took care of Hastings St. Cecilia in the semifinals by a score of 49-43. In the other ball game, it was Archbishop Bergen beating Council Bluffs St. Albert 56-53. So Billy Gabers and the Central Catholic Crusaders will go for the championship on the boys' side of things against Archbishop Bergen coming up at 6 o'clock here tonight. 25-16 is the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Aquinas Catholic. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe and statistician Gene Shaw back here in Lincoln here this afternoon. It's a set for the second half between Hastings St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic. St. Cecilia will have the opening possession of the second half. So St. Cecilia, ranked number 4 in Class C1. You heard how important this ball game is. Well, we talked to John Kyle earlier this afternoon, and so far his ball club has got a 9-point lead. As we start quarter number 3, Caitlin Ernst goes down in the corner now to Tessa Kalupa. Back inside to Ernst. Her shot to be partially deflected by Novacek. Picked up by Ernst. Back to Tessa. Tessa comes outside to Libby Kissinger. Now left side to Cherise Farmer. Now to Libby Kissinger. Bounce pass down in the corner as they get it to a Kalupa to Kissinger. Now inside to Schmidt. Traveling violation. Traveling violation called on Lexi Schmidt. Now St. Cecilia again will attack here in backcourt. 15 turnovers on the Monarchs in the first half of play. Novacek has got the ball. Now they get it to Emily Coltzis. She'll try to bring it up. She is trapped back here in backcourt. Gets the ball away to Novacek. Now they break the pressure as they get it to Megan Engel. Now to Novacek. Short jumper in the lane. No good. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. It was left touch there by Kalupa of St. Cecilia. Looked like she had it knocked out of her hands, but they give the ball to Aquinas, and the Monarchs will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Rachel Stera lobs it out here. They get it to Novacek. Novacek comes over here to Amanda Novacek. Now back outside the ring to a Megan Engel. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. The Hawkettes with a 9-point lead here in this championship ball game. Amanda Novacek gets the ball to Connor Novacek, drives it down the lane, kicks it out over there on the right side of Coatson. Now back inside, a short jumper is put up there by Amanda Novacek. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ernst. Ernst gets it away now to a Cherise Farmer, dribbles into the lane. Jump pass comes out on top to Kissinger. Down in the baseline again to Farmer. Out to Libby Kissinger. Dribble penetration. Takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass to the far side. Tessa Kalupa. Down to Lexi Schmidt on the baseline. Lexi holds it. Comes out to Tessa Kalupa. Cross court. They come to the near side. Libby Kissinger down in the corner. A three-pointer. Bingo. Cherise Farmer throws up a three-pointer from the deep line corner. She's got 8 points in the ball game. A couple of three-pointers now for Cherise. And St. Cecilia has built a 12-point lead, 28-16. Pressure now by St. Cecilia. They got another steal. Libby Kissinger comes over here to Schmidt. She goes up with a shot good. Lexi Schmidt now with 4 points. The St. Cecilia defense is all over Aquinas here in this ballgame this afternoon. 30-16, St. Cecilia with a lead. Down the right sideline is going to be Coates, and she's going to be fouled to play. This is a team that beat St. Cecilia a week ago last night up in David City. They beat them 59-54 in overtime. Safe to say he's now got a 14-point lead here in this third quarter. It is 30-16. So Aquinas will play things in up on the far sideline. As Aquinas holding the ball over there is Cobson. She'll get it in now to Novacek. Novacek on the dribble. Takes it down the lane. Has the basketball stripped away and a foul is going to be called. Therese Farmer tipped the ball away there for St. Cecilia, but also gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be the first team foul on the Hawkins here in the second half of play. 30-16, St. Cecilia with the lead. Now we're going to get some free throws here to Novacek, and she will go to the free throw line for the Monarchs, and her first shot is up there. It's off to the right side, no good. That's only the third free throw that we have seen today, and all of them have been on the Aquinas' side. That's the first free throw for Novacek. She's a 54% foul shooter in the season. She'll have one more. She puts it up there. That shot is short. Ball tapped around. It is loose. It's going to be picked up by Novacek. That's Connor Novacek with the rebound. She gets it back down. Takes it down to the baseline. Her shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. So now Connor Novacek will go to the free throw line here. Four to the personal foul is called on St. Cecilia. It goes on Jackson. That's going to be her second. So we've got the Novacek's in there. Amanda is a 5'10" junior. Connor Novacek is a 6'1" sophomore. And this is the sophomore putting it up there. The shot is up and in. So Connor Novacek has now got 6 points in the ball game. She's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. It's now 30-17, it should be. And here comes the second shot. It is up there. That one is going to be good. So Connor Novacek hits a pair of free throws here. 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play. 30-18 is the score. There's a Sharice Farmer, comes out to Kissinger at the top of the key, bounce pass to Jackson on the left sideline. Jackson to Kissinger. Kissinger moves over on the right side. Here's a Farmer, fakes the three, moves to her right. Now goes to the elbow, right side of the lane to Lexi Schmidt to Jackson. Down low to Ernst, now to Schmidt in the lane, shot good. Lexi Schmidt now has 6 points in the ballgame. Sinks the same, now leading by the score of 32-18. 5.5 minutes to play. Pressure again by the Hawkettes here in backcourt. This is Engel dribbling with the ball to the near side to Stara. Long pass ahead. They get it to Novacek. Now we got a traveling violation is called. They got it to Amanda Novacek initially. She tried to send it back inside to Connor. She was called for the traveling violation. She was surrounded by Hawks. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Third quarter. We've got a timeout as David City Aquinas wants to talk things over. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 32 and the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs 18.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow-smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven-roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-thru, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
We're down on 1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lincoln Christian High School. Hastings St. Cecilia looking good here this afternoon. Hawkins with a 32-18 advantage over Aquinas. We're in the third quarter with 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play. The boys' championship of the Centennial Conference Tournament coming up next here in Lincoln. That will pit Archbishop Bergen up against Grand Island Central Catholic, the team who beat Hastings St. Cecilia last night here on this floor. So it's 32-18. The Hawkins have the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Down in the corner, Chanel Farmer has got it. Back outside to Tessa Kalupa. Brings it back to Farmer. On the left side to Tessa. Comes across the top. Abby Jackson holds it. 1-3-1 zone defense here for Aquinas. Right side, Chanel Farmer comes out to Jackson. Jackson holds it. Goes to the far side line now to Tessa Kalupa. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles. Comes out to Abby Jackson. She holds it. Abby dribbles a couple of times. Pressure. And now we got a foul called. Personal foul can be called on Rachel Stara of Aquinas. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 2 on Aquinas. Check that. Team foul number 1. They had one team foul in the first half, and now one in the second half. We're down to 4:47 to play here in the third quarter. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. Tessa Kalupa has got to get rid of it. Does. Abby Jackson has got it. Entry pass to get it to Ernst. Then back outside. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be short by Kalupa. Rebounded there by Smith. She lays it in. That was an air ball thrown up from three-point range, but Lexi Schmidt picks up the loose ball and scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has got the lead 34-18 here in the third quarter with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Engel has got the ball. Now to Novacek. Drives for the hole. Shot good. That was a strong move to the basket there by Amanda Novacek. She's got 6 points in the ball game, 34-20. The Hawkins still by 14 points. St. Cecilia works with the ball in their offensive zone. Abby Jackson goes down in the corner. Tessa Kalupa back out to Jackson. Back down in the corner to Kalupa. Back to Jackson. Entry pass to get it to Lexi Schmidt. Down in the corner now to Tessa Kalupa. Holds the ball. Bounce pass inside to Ernst. Now out to Jackson. Back down in the corner. Kalupa open for three. Takes the shot. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Emily Kobza for the Aquinas Monarchs. She dribbles to the right sideline. Stops. Gets it into the offensive zone as they get it to Astera. Then her pass is going to be intercepted. Now we got traveling violation. Traveling violation called there on St. Cecilia. So now Farmer came up with the ball, and then she was whistled for the steps. That's 12 turnovers now in St. Cecilia, 16 on Aquinas. And the Monarchs will play things in here right in front of the scorers table on the near sideline with 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in this third quarter. St. Cecilia out to a 14-point lead. It is 34-20. Here's Gina Blowers back into the ball game now for Aquinas. Has got the ball. Nanastera comes on the near sideline. Holding it over here is Megan Engel. Comes out to the top of the key now to a Blowers looking to penetrate. Around the screen from Novacek. Now gives the ball to Amanda. Amanda goes inside a little 12-footer, but up there no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Jamie Williams gets the rebound as she checks back into the ball game. Then Jackson as she steps out of bounds. Abby Jackson kind of lost where she was. Needed a GPS system. She forgot where she was underneath the basket and just steps out of bounds there. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's a 13 on the Hawkins now. Here comes the Monarchs back the other way. Rachel Stera, long pass down the floor, is way over the head of Engel out of bounds. So he broke the pressure, and then they threw the ball away, trying to bring it into the offensive zone there. Another turnover on the Monarchs. That's number 17 in the ball game for them. 34-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkins led 12-8 at the end of the first quarter, 25-16 at halftime. St. Cecilia now leading by 14 here. Jackson has got the ball deep in the right corner, dribbles one, sends it inside to Schmidt. Back outside, the three-point arc to Cherise Farmer. Dribble penetration, jump pass over to Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles to the free throw line, comes over here to Jackson. Jackson outside to Cherise Farmer. Takes it to the elbow, bounce pass inside to Schmidt. Down in the corner to Jackson for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Abby Jackson. Abby has it tipped away, goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. And now John Kyle is up. He wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 34, Aquinas 20.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Well, this week we've had action from the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Next week it'll be the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on our network of stations as we follow the Adams Central Patriots all week long. There's a bounce pass down low. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. St. Cecilia turns the ball away. Here come the Monarchs back the other way. Novacek, her pass deflected, picked up by Connor Novacek, and then she throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to return it back to Amanda, and they threw it out of bounds. The Adams Central girls will play on Monday night at 7 o'clock against St. Paul. We'll have that game for you here on 1230 KHS beginning at 6:45. The Adams Central boys will play next Tuesday at home, also at 7 o'clock. We'll have that game for you here on 1230 KHS. 34-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Aquinas. Here's Cherise Farmer. Nice pass inside and ball stripped away from Ernst. A turnover on St. Cecilia who was stripped away right in front of the hole there. As the Monarchs have the ball back the other way. Here's a tip pass, and Abby Jackson comes up with it. She drives and shoots and scores again. Another turnover there on the Monarchs, and now we've got the player down. That's Libby Kissinger. Libby Kissinger is down right here at the mid-court stripe, or St. Cecilia may have turned the left ankle there as he was going after that loose ball. She's going to get up, and she's going to come out under her own power here. But Libby Kissinger is going to come out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming in is going to be Tessa Kalupa. One thing the Hawkins have been, and that's injury-free so far this year. And it's going to be Libby Kissinger to the bench now for the Hawkins. St. Cecilia has now got a 16-point lead after, yet again, a Monarch turnover. It is 36-20 here in this ballgame. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted again. It was tipped and intercepted. It's picked up by Tessa Kalupa. Now to Abby Jackson. Abby 4-3. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gina Blowers. Lowers with the ball now for the Monarchs. He's trapped here in backcourt. She's double-teamed, and now a traveling violation is called. Lowers did not get the pass away, and she's called for the traveling violation. Now the Aquinas coaching staff, I think they might have missed a foul or two back there, but that's not the case. The St. Cecilia will play things in. Abby Jackson down here underneath their own hole. Sends the ball inside to Chanel Farmer. Back outside to Sharice for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Ball being tapped around. It's loose. It's picked up on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jackson. So the Monarchs will play things in backcourt. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Lexi Schmidt. Coming out is going to be Sharice Farmer. 1:29 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia has built a 16-point lead. It is 36-20. Here's a Novacek with the ball. To Kobza. Emily Kobza dribbles once, now to Stura. Stura brings it up against Jackson behind the screen, moves it down the right sideline, cuts for the hole, loses control of the ball. Now picks it up and goes to Blowers. Her shot is no good. Rebound Novacek. Her shot's blocked down by Ernst. The battle for the rebound. We got a foul called. So Ernst getting a block in there for St. Cecilia, but a personal foul is going to be called on Novacek. Honor Novacek picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Monarchs here in the second half of play. The Saints to say will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. The officials talking with the Aquinas coaching staff here on the near sideline. Not happy with some of the calls or no calls out there by the guys in the black and white striped shirts. 36-20 is the score. Saints to say with a 16-point lead. Hawkins have the ball. Chanel Farmer moves it down in the corner of the right side. The Morgan Nicola is into the ball game. Now to Jackson. Here's Chanel Farmer down in the corner now to Morgan Nicola. The Chanel Farmer entry pass to Lexi Schmidt. Bounce pass again to Morgan Nicola. Dribbles around, sends it to the left sideline to Tessa Kalupa. St. Cecilia moving the ball well here. Down in the corner, Chanel Farmer back out to Tessa. Abby Jackson. We're down to 45 seconds to play. 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia is still with a 16-point lead. St. Cecilia maybe winding the clock here, going for the final shot of this third quarter. Jackson moves it down to Lexi Schmidt down on the baseline on the right side. Now to Abby Jackson. We're down to 28 seconds to play. Abby backs out near the 10-second line. And now it's Aquinas going to a man-to-man defense. They've been 1-3-1 all night long as we have wound the clock down to 19 seconds left here in this third quarter. Jackson just holds on to the ball. Now dribbles out here, sends it over to the far sideline. We play a game of keep away. It's a Kalupa back to Jackson. Jackson sends it to the far side. The ball tipped out of bounds. Finally getting her hands over there on the basketball was Regina Blowers. She knocks the ball out of bounds. We got 5.3 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Now St. Cecilia will play things in off the far sideline. Megan Engel is going to come into the ball game now for Aquinas, replacing Kobza. So inbounding the ball over there is going to be Tessa Kalupa for St. Cecilia. She will inbound the ball, gets it into Chanel Farmer, brings it back to Tessa. Now to Chanel Farmer, a long three is up there. It's off of the iron, no good. Lexi Schmidt grabs the rebound. The time runs out. Three quarters in the book. Hastings St. Cecilia just 8 minutes away from winning the Centennial Conference Basketball Championship here this afternoon. After three quarters, St. Cecilia 36 and Aquinas 20.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
KHAS.
St. Cecilia outscores Aquinas in the third quarter 11-4. The Monarchs scored only 4 points there in the third quarter, and it's now 36-20. St. Cecilia with a 16-point lead as Aquinas has got the ball back in their offensive zone to work against the man-to-man defense of St. Cecilia. Here's Regina Blowers with the ball now. Regina bounce pass goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Megan Engel. Circles around, takes the ball down to the baseline, goes for the hole, and her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. That one just trickles off of the front of the iron there. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on St. Cecilia. That'll go on Ernst. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number four on St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Now Engel goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one dances around the iron. It goes down through the hole. Hung on the back hook and trickles down through the hole. He's now got 4 points in the basketball game. She's just a 32% foul shooter this year. Next one is up there is good. So she steps to the line and hits two right off of the bat here for the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs to begin the fourth quarter. That cuts the lead down to 14 points. St. Cecilia with the ball. Abby Jackson comes over here to Cherise Farmer. Now down in the corner to Kalupa. Bombs it inside to Schmidt. She's double-teamed. Throws it back out to Kalupa. Pass out on top to Abby Jackson. Dribbles inside the ring. Sends it to Cherise Farmer. Rainbow pass goes to the far side. Abby Jackson. That Alexi Schmidt at the free throw line. Her pass can be tipped and intercepted. Engel has got the ball. And Aquinas loses it at the mid-court strike. Picked up by Alexi Schmidt back the other way. Now right sideline, Kalupa for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Ernst, follow shot, no good. Rebound, follow shot, up there and in. Cherise Farmer gets the third chance of the hole there for St. Cecilia. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 38-22, St. Cecilia back out to a 16-point lead. Here's Rachel Stero with the ball. Moves it down to the baseline. A short jumper there by Engel. It's going to be no good. Caitlin Ernst gets the rebound. Ernst clears it away. Down to Cherise Farmer. Here come the Hawkettes across the mid-court stripe. Right-handed dribble for Farmer. Pulls up on the wing. Pass deflected. Picked up in the corner by Tessa Kalupa. Picked up again by Farmer. Farmer over here on the right side of the lane. Down in the corner to Tessa. Tessa holds the ball high above her head. Looks. Pass out on top. Tip, and it's going to be intercepted by Stero. A turnover on St. Cecilia. It's now 17 in the ball game for the Hawkettes. There's a pass that goes to the far sideline. Tipped out of bounds there by Jackson. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is Libby Kissinger. And going out is going to be a Kalupa. So Libby, who turned her ankle there late in the third quarter, is back in there. Now in quarter number four with 6:21 to play and gets a steal on the far sideline. So obviously she's feeling a lot better as Libby gets the steal into the forecourt. Now here on the near sideline is Cherise Farmer. Takes it down on the baseline. Brings it back to Libby. Now the free throw line. Lexi Schmidt fakes, drives inside. Her shot no good, and she's fouled to the arm. And Lexi will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Hawks are 13-2 on the season. Looking for win number 14 here this afternoon. Aquinas came in 12-2, including a win over St. Cecilia a week ago by 5 points in overtime. Lexi Schmidt at the free throw line, and her shot is up there and in. Lexi's having a good ball game again this afternoon. She got 9 points in the basketball game. She's got 4 field goals. That was her first free throw. In fact, that was the first free throw for St. Cecilia all afternoon long. And we're in the fourth quarter with 6:08 to play. Lexi will have one more. Her shot is up and in. So Lexi Schmidt cans a pair of free throws. She's now in double figures with 10 points. St. Cecilia's lead is the biggest lead they've had of the afternoon, 18 points and 40-22. And the Hawkettes slowly but surely putting this baby away. With 6:03 to play here in the fourth quarter, the Hawkettes lead by 18 points. It'll be Aquinas inbounding the ball off the far sideline. Kumsa gets it into Rachel Stero, and she'll bring it up against Kissinger. Stero with a left-handed dribble just now, bringing it into the offensive zone. Reverses and goes to the far side, gets it inside to Novacek. Her shot is up there, and she banks one home. A field goal there by Amanda Novacek for Aquinas. She has now got 8 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia's lead is now 16 points at 40-26. Abby Jackson with the ball down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. Brings it back to Jackson. Entry pass to Schmidt at the free throw line. Working a little triangle over there. There's a Jackson. Bounce pass to the near side to Libby Kissinger. To Chanel Farmer. To Kissinger on the wing. They lob it into the wing. It's going to be deflected. It's loose. Picked up by Schmidt. Schmidt goes to the far sideline down to Abby Jackson. Back to Schmidt. Nice pass inside to Ernst, and a foul is called. Going to the free throw line is going to be Caitlin Ernst for St. Cecilia. 40-24 is the corrected score on the scoreboard. And Caitlin Ernst in the free throw line. She's got 4 points so far this afternoon on a couple of field goals. This is her first free throw of the afternoon. And it's up there, no good. St. Cecilia in the third quarter hit 5 out of their 12 field goals for 42%. Aquinas 1 out of 5 for 20%. St. Cecilia 0 out of 5 on three-pointers in the third quarter. And Aquinas hit their only field goal try from three-point range. As the next shot by Ernst is up there, it's good. A rebound, St. Cecilia had 6 in that third quarter compared to 4 for Aquinas. The score is now 41-24 in favor of St. Cecilia as the ball is deflected and it goes out of bounds. It's lost out of bounds here by Aquinas. So it'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here on the near sideline as Kissinger will play things in to Abby Jackson. 5:10 remaining here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading by a bunch. It is 41-24. Abby Jackson right at the top of the three-point circle. The pass is tipped and intercepted. Engel has got the ball. She comes up the floor, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Safe to say, getting their hands on just about every pass that Aquinas has attempted here this afternoon. The hands for Saint to say have been active from the opening tip here this afternoon. 41-24 is the score. The Hawkettes with a 17-point lead here in this basketball game. Emily Kopsa will play it in to Novacek. Now they get it to Kopsa. She circles around, takes it down in the right baseline, picked up there by Kissinger. Now in trouble, sent it inside, and Novacek, her son, is up and in. That's Connor Novacek, the 6'1" sophomore, scoring there. She's got 9 points in the ball game. The St. Cecilia lead is now 15. Hawkins have the ball. Cherise Farmer comes out to Libby Kissinger as Aquinas still stays in this 1-3-1 zone defense. Here's Abby Jackson for three. That one's off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's picked up by Kobza for the Aquinas Monarchs. Dribbles with the ball here in backcourt. And here comes Aquinas Catholic back into the offensive zone. There's a Hornacek who's in there now. And we got a foul call. So Dakota Hornacek is into the ball game now for Aquinas, and she goes to the free throw line. She's a 5'11" and senior, averages 2 points per ball game. She was fouled in the play there by Kissinger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her third. Or Dakota Hrachek is the correct way there. Hrachek is at the free throw line for Aquinas. And she will toe the mark here. She's 4 out of 9 on free throws so far this year, and her shot is up there and in. So Dakota Hrachek comes into the ball game and scores for Aquinas. Now it's a 41-27 ball game. St. Cecilia down or up by 14 points here. So Dakota will have one more free throw. That's going to be 5 team fouls now on St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Dakota's next free throw is up there. It's good. So she sinks a pair of free throws. 41-28. The St. Cecilia lead is now 13 points. Hawkins have the ball. Here's Cherise Farmer as it tipped away. Picked up by Libby Kissinger. Sends the ball down in the corner to Tessa Kalupa. Back outside. This is Cherise Farmer dribbling on the ball. Moves it to the top of the key over to Libby Kissinger. She holds it. Pass down in the corner again to Kalupa. Kalupa comes out of the three-point territory to Cherise Farmer. Circles around down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner. Schmitter's got it. Down to Farmer again. Free throw line extended right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out of the three-point territory. 3:47 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia trying to hold on to a 13-point lead. It's Cherise Farmer. Farmer here on the right sideline. Lobs it back out on top. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Schmidt. It is picked up here by the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs. That's Estera with the ball. Lob pass down low. Shot up there. No good. Follow shot. Good, and she fouls. That's Emily Kopsa. Stayed right after it after she misses her first one. She gets the field goal and the foul called in St. Cecilia. Now it's 41-30 in favor of St. Cecilia. And Kopsa goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. That was Jamie Williams who committed a personal foul. That's going to be her first. Williams is going to come out. Here comes Ernst back in there. So St. Cecilia had a big lead, 18 points. Back there at 40-22. It's now 41-30 as the Hawkettes lost their lead down to 11 points now. Now we got a timeout from John Kyle and the Hawkettes. 3:29 to play in the ballgame. Don't go away. St. Cecilia 41, Aquinas 30.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings. And now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia just 1 out of 4 from the field here in the fourth quarter of play. Their 18-point lead is down to 11. There's a shot from the free throw line by Coates, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Lexi Schmidt with a rebound, so it's 41-30. The Hawkins have the lead. 11 points here as we are by the 3.5-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. Abby Jackson with the ball down to Tessa Kalupa. Right side to Cherise Farmer. Lobs it back out on top to Abby. Jackson dribbling to the ball here. Starts off left and comes right. Here's Cherise Farmer, dribbles behind her, back out here in 3 points territory, trying to get away. Man-to-man defense now for Aquinas. They need the basketball. There's a Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa entry pass to Caitlin Ernst. Her shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Lexi Schmidt saves it right into the hands of Emily Kobza. Kobza's long pass down and forward. Novacek grabs it on the far sideline. Novacek now dribbles against Ernst. Stops and gives the ball away to a Rachel Stera. She lobs it back inside. Nobody home. It's going to be intercepted. Bomb pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted there by Tessa Kalupa of St. Cecilia with 2.5 minutes to play. 41-30. The Hawkins have an 11-point lead. Abby Jackson down the lane. She's going to be tied up in the play. Jump ball is, nope, it's going to be a foul called. A a foul is going to be called here on Aquinas as Jackson took the ball to the hole there for St. Cecilia. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Rachel Blowers. That's going to be her second. And that's going to be team foul number 5 on Aquinas. So no free throws. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, Kalupa gets it into the corner to a Charisse Farmer. Now it's Abby Jackson. Jackson out here in three-point territory to Ernst. Just inside the ring. Bounce pass comes out here to Farmer. This is Charisse Farmer. Goes on the left side down to Tessa Kalupa. And a traveling violation is called. And Tessa trying to drive the ball down to the lane. And a turnover there. A traveling violation called. And Tessa Kalupa into the ball game now for Aquinas is going to be Emily Kopsa. Kopsa checks in. Going out is going to be Gina Blowers. 2:16 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia is still leading by 11 points. It is 41-30. Here's Kopsa dribbling the ball. Left-handed dribble. Brings it into the offensive zone. Now she's trapped, double-teamed, gets the ball away. That's Engel with the ball, sends it in the lane there to Novacek. She loses control. It is loose. The scramble is on down here on the baseline, and a timeout is called here. John Kyle from the bench covering the ball down here was Tessa Kalupa. She got possession of it, and John Kyle immediately pops up and gets the timeout. Good call there by the coach as they save the possession. And St. Cecilia will have the ball here with 2:02 to play in the fourth quarter. We've got a timeout, St. Cecilia, the Hawkins 41, the Monarchs 30.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings,
1230 KHAS.
Two teams today have combined for, 42 turnovers in the ballgame. St. Cecilia has got 20 of those. So it's 41-30. 28 officially on Aquinas. St. Cecilia with 20. So we've had 48 turnovers between the two teams here this afternoon. 28 of them by Aquinas. St. Cecilia's got the lead 41-30 in the basketball game. We're just now by the two-minute mark as St. Cecilia will bring the ball to the floor. Libby Kissinger, as Aquinas is now in a man-to-man defense. Again, they still need the ball here, trailing by 11 points. Jackson out here in three-point territory on the dribble. Now circles around, takes it from the hole, and she can be fouled in the play. Abby Jackson got away, took it around the screen on the wing over there on the left side and drove it to the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Aquinas. It's going to go on Clipson. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number 5 on Aquinas. So St. Cecilia again will play things in from underneath their own basket. Jackson comes out here to Charisse Farmer, dribbles down the lane, goes for the hole again. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Another foul on the way in. And we'll see a couple of Monarchs were there. The personal is going to be called on number 12, Rachel Stara. That's going to be her third. So that's going to be the 7th team foul. So it should have been 6 up on the board a while ago. Now it's a 17 foul on Aquinas. And going to the free throw line will be Charisse Farmer. And her shot is up there. She misses the free throw. And the rebound comes down to Aquinas. That's Kopsa with the ball down the right sideline to get it to Novacek. Drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound tipped out of there and is picked up by Jackson. 90 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead. 41-30. Now the Hawkins will run some clock out here. Libby Kissinger dribbling the ball against Stara. There it goes for the steal. Can't get to it. Libby still got the ball. Now they get it to a Charisse Farmer. She'll dribble with the ball out here. Now to Abby Jackson, who pops out, grab the ball. Minute and 15 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. There's Kissinger inside the free throw circle. Kissinger dribbling with the ball. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson brings it out into three-point territory. Just holds it out here. Now to Charisse Farmer. Charisse Farmer dribbles from sideline to sideline. And a little dribble penetration. Gets it away to Caitlin Ernst. Back outside to Lexi Schmidt. Left sideline now to Libby Kissinger. Puts it on the floor. Comes to the right side of the floor. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Abby Jackson. We're down to 45 seconds to play. Boy, Aquinas, they can't do anything with it. St. Cecilia playing keep away here. Later in the ball game, Libby Kissinger gets away. Drives it to the hole. Now she's fouling the play. Good job there by St. Cecilia running some clock. We're down to 36 seconds to play now. They're in the fourth quarter. It's 41-30. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Amanda Novacek. That's going to be your first personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Monarchs. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Libby Kissinger. She misses that free throw. She's now 11 out of 19 on the season for the free throw line at 61%. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good, so she misses a pair. But an offensive rebound, Cherise Farmer. So St. Cecilia again will come out here and dribble with the ball out here with 30 seconds to play. They missed two free throws, and now St. Cecilia got the offensive rebound, and they're going to run the rest of the time out of here. Abby Jackson to the far sideline. She has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. Again, the boys' championship is coming up next here at Lincoln Christian High School. That will pit Archbishop Bergen up against Billy Gabers and the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, the team that knocked St. Cecilia out of the tournament last night of the semifinals. 15 seconds to play. The St. Cecilia girls, though, they're going to bring home the hardware here this afternoon as the Hawkins have an 11-point lead, 41-30, and that's going to be the ball game. The white flag is going to come up from the Monarchs as Cherise Farmer holds the ball out here in three-point territory. That's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia, the Centennial Conference basketball champions here this afternoon as they knock off the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs, getting a little revenge from last Friday's loss. Hastings St. Cecilia picking up an 11-point win here this afternoon. That breaks a seven-game winning streak for Aquinas here today. As Hastings St. Cecilia picks up the tournament championship, they beat Aquinas today by a score of 41-30. We'll be back to recap after this.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon over Aquinas by the score of 41-30. So St. Cecilia completes their drive through the Central Conference Tournament. Been knocking off Archbishop Bergen in the first ball game this week, 88-32. They came to Lincoln, beat Bishop Newman the other night by 13 points and 56-43. And now St. Cecilia wins the conference championship with a win over Aquinas Catholic, the final score of 41-30 here this afternoon. And I think, like we talked in the pregame show, really solidifies the St. Cecilia's chances of maybe making a run through the Class C1 state tournament field if the Hawkettes obviously can get there coming up in the next several weeks. Hopefully St. Cecilia can keep the season going here. The Hawkettes are now 14-2 on the season. Aquinas dropping to 12 wins and 3 losses on the year. St. Cecilia jumped down to a 12-8 first quarter lead. It was 25-16 at the end of the second quarter, 36-20 at the end of three. St. Cecilia then had some turnovers in the fourth quarter, and at one point the lead was cut down to 11 points at 41-30 after Aquinas went on an 8-1 run. But St. Cecilia shut the door, and the Hawkettes go on to win this afternoon by a score of 41-30. Scoring leaders for St. Cecilia, Abby Jackson comes up with 10 points in the ball game. Cherise Farmer had 10. Lexi Schmidt had 10 points. So three girls with 10 points apiece to lead St. Cecilia. Caitlin Ernst had 5 points in the ball game. Morgan Nicola had 2. Chanel Farmer had 2. Libby Kissinger had 2 points. Meanwhile, for Aquinas, they were led this afternoon by Connor Novacek. She had 9 points in the ball game. Amanda Novacek had 8. The other scorers, 5 points for Megan Engel, 4 points for Emily Kobza, 2 points for Dakota Hrachek, and 2 points for Rachel Stera. That is it. St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon by 11 points over Aquinas Catholic, the final score of 41-30. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
In Hastings, St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon, 41-30 over Aquinas. So St. Cecilia wins the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament Championship here this afternoon. And this is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Three girls scoring double figures here this afternoon for St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson had 10 points in the ball game, had 8 in the first half, 2 more in the second half. Therese Farmer had 10 points in the ball game. She had 5 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Then Lexi Schmidt, she had only 2 points in the first half, came back with 8 more in the second half, all leading St. Cecilia to the victory here this afternoon. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our winners of the Player of the Game Award here this afternoon for Hastings St. Cecilia. First of all, Charisse Farmer. She scores at 10 points in the basketball game. Charisse knocked down a couple of three-pointers, had 2 two-point field goals. And I don't know, they had 17 steals in the ball game. I'll guarantee you Charisse had her fair share of those. 10 points in the ball game, also 3 rebounds for Charisse in the contest here this afternoon. Also, Lexi Schmidt, we're going to honor as a Player of the Game participant here today. She comes through with 10 points in the ball game as Lexi had 4 field goals this afternoon. She was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line and also pulled down a couple of rebounds. So Charisse Farmer and Lexi Schmidt will be our players of the game today as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Aquinas Catholic in the tournament championship ball game by a score of 41-30. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon, 41-30 over Aquinas Catholic, as we wait for John Kyle, if he can make his way back out of the locker room and back up here before we get out of here. Things are a little tight. We've got the boys' championship game coming up next here at Lincoln Christian. Final numbers in the ball game here today. Hastings St. Cecilia hit 17 out of 40 from the field for 43%. Aquinas actually outshot St. Cecilia. They were 11 out of 25 for 44%. On three-pointers, Hastings just 3 out of 17 from the three-point arc today for 18%. Aquinas hit their only three-point field goal attempt here this afternoon. Rebound, St. Cecilia out-rebounding Aquinas by a margin of 19 to 17. The big story with turnovers. Aquinas ended up with 31 turnovers in the ball game here this afternoon compared to 20 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkins had one block shot in the ball game, and also Aquinas had a block shot. St. Cecilia just 3 out of 7 on free throws today, as Aquinas was 7 out of 11. So 31 turnovers for Aquinas. You got to credit that St. Cecilia defense. It has done an awesome job all weekend long, forcing 41 earlier this week in the ball game against Archbishop Bergen. Had 20 turnovers plus against Bishop Newman. They come up with 31 this afternoon and knock off Hastings St. Cecilia. Rather, St. Cecilia knocks off Aquinas Catholic by a score of 41-30. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
So St. Cecilia with a couple of ball games coming up next week. Grand Island Central Catholic on Thursday night. Then they'll play at Lincoln Lutheran one week from tonight. So Central Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran on the schedule next for Hastings St. Cecilia. But the Hawkins, they will bring home the hardware here this afternoon as they improved to 14 wins and 2 losses on the season. St. Cecilia beating Aquinas Catholic here this afternoon by a score of 41-30. That'll do it from Lincoln here this afternoon. For my producer and engineer, John Dibron, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.